Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey babies, how's it going? Morning all, let me just get my ears in.
Morning! Just covering the blanket, the window with a towel because it, the mirror.
I mean, some people think it's some sort of psychic window, the mirror, so.
Have you ever done that thing, you do the Lord's Prayer backwards at midnight? Of course you haven't.
No, but I've done Bloody Mary.
You're not plugged in, mate.
I thought it was quiet.
No, not from where I'm sat, it's not. Put it up there to help you behind your tea. Hello, everybody.
It's attached.
It's an early morning stream. We got a blanket because we're cold, so cold. Thank you, everyone. Nice to see you this morning. Welcome. Lovely to see you all. Small numbers. These morning shows I enjoy. I'm aware they're not completely convenient. I will stress, although if you're here, you'll know this. You can hopefully watch it back anytime unless we get a copyright strike or a little legals. They're generally there to watch and listen back. Hello, Patty. Patty the catty. This blanket, you believe. I think you're the only cat that's discovered it. Let's get the light in.
Willow's been licking mine, weirdo. I think she thinks it's a mummy.
Okay. That is very peculiar.
Yeah. Oh, a microphone would be good, wouldn't it? Sorry, everybody. What am I doing? I forget in between times.
You haven't been around here for ages.
No. No. This is on the wonk.
Okay, now we're there. All right, good morning. Let's see. Couldn't listen to the breakfast show this morning. How was it? It was an 8.5, Daniel. Good morning, Zero, John, Ashley, Andrea, Jamie, Jenna, Debbie, Daniel, Roger. I forgot your name for a second there, Roger. I was about to say Richard. I thought, no, Richard's not right.
He's a Roger.
Alan, Claire, I think there's another Jamie, Lulu, Quiet Bloke, Zermatt, Richard. There is a Richard there. It's focusing on that. Fuck. There we go. That's focused on me. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the show. We are aware that morning shows are not always convenient.
Well, people work.
Are working. We like to, if you're listening to this on the podcast, thank you. We like to spice things up by doing things a bit differently. I think next week's shows are going to be Wednesday and Friday night because I think we're going out Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Is that top secret thing that we cannot tell you about? Oh, look at you. You're balanced in between like a little knob. It's a top secret thing next week that we cannot talk about. Harsh, if you emailed me, I'd tell you, but you mustn't tell anyone else. Kath has come dressed as an assassin. Whatever she wears, she's always dressed as an assassin because that's what she does. That's what she does.
And now that you know that, each one of you is going to be picked off one by one.
Welcome to the show. It's lovely to see you here. I kind of like these morning ones because they're a bit chilled. Listen to the bonus computer game show podcast.
Uh-huh.
Really, really good one today. It's well worth signing up, even if you sign up for a month, just to get this month's podcast. They're dicking around talking about computer games, and suddenly it gets very, very serious, and they start talking about how messed up their parents were in bringing them up. and stuff. And it's powerful. Genuinely, it's powerful, powerful stuff. And as you know, I had a toxic relationship with my dad for years, and I still have, I think, to a certain degree, an unhealthy relationship with my mum. So hearing these men talk about it, and then talk about how they were worried that it might impact on them as fathers themselves. Chef's kiss. You don't have to say chef's kiss after you do it, do you, Phil?
No, but people do, don't they?
Chef's kiss. Why is chef kissing like that? So what do their wives think? I want to make love to you. What's a chef's sex? Is it that?
Oh, my God.
Is it that? What is it? What is it with chefs?
Do they do that? I don't know why a chef in particular would not want to touch their...
Don't put your hands near your mouth, chef, because that's going near my food. There you go. You've ruined my steak.
But I suppose it's better than...
You've ruined my beef sirloin. Yeah, I suppose so. That is the other option.
Yeah.
What's going on with the focus today?
Don't know. I've got the RuPaul lighting. I look nice and misty.
This yellow light. That seems to focus it. So we look yellow. We look jaundiced.
We can't win today.
We can't win.
It's because we're not used to the daylight anymore.
I know who the winners are. It's you guys.
Yeah.
It's you guys for joining us. So, yeah, I thoroughly recommend going and have a little listen to that. It's it was a real...
Pat's is sitting right between us. Like, hello. She's the... Should we get her a microphone?
Hello, little baby girl. You're right, my going to Aldi after this.
Are you?
Yeah, the one next to the dojo. Going to do a shop, my fridge. I went to the cupboard and the cupboard was bare. I couldn't even give my dog a boner. So I'm going to go to Aldi to get some dog boners.
You haven't got a dog?
Yeah.
It's probably why there was no bone.
Still like the boner. So that's the plan. Have you seen that picture? That's me on the Pakistani newspaper. You seen that? I've shown you that before.
Oh.
Pakistani newspaper. Can you spot me?
Yeah. Where? Stripy top.
Yeah. It's there. I don't know how I can show that to you. I can't.
Whose bum is that? Your dad's?
No, that's a guy called Cameron. That's Cameron there.
How's he there and also...
Two different pictures.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the same room.
There's Dracula. That's the basic story, is Dracula is playing Muhammad Ali Jinnah. Okay. This must be stopped. And what we're doing there is we're building a fake head for a shovel so that
people can get attacked.
Yeah. It's like I don't know what the word is to you, so let me just tread carefully. There was a society within Pakistan, maybe it was within India, probably, well, this was before partition, so, yeah, anyway, there was a society, a group of people whose weapon was the spade.
Okay.
They just went around with spades, stoving people's heads in. Oh, Winnie's got Florentines. I hate Florentines. My mum used to buy Florentines from a bakery in Windsor. And it looks like a nice cake, but it's because it's got chocolate on. It's hard and it's got cherries in, glacé cherries. And I don't like glacé cherries.
But you enjoy yours, Winnie. I'm sure they're delicious.
Stacey is wallpapering. You sick son of a gun. No one wallpapers. You get men in to do it.
That was in the olden days. Now everyone's doing it themselves again. I've got to go back to the spare room tomorrow. I'm not doing it today. And get up all the... It's not sand, is it, that they put underneath carpet? But it looks like grey sand.
No, they don't put anything under carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the underlay. That's this coming off the underlay.
Yeah.
So it's not...
Well, there wasn't underlay. It was shitty...
Let's pump some sand down.
It looks like sand. I said it looks like sand.
It doesn't look like sand.
I've got to sweep the bastard up and it's everywhere.
It comes off the underlay.
And I'm going to have to put a mask on.
Oh, for crying out, they're going to get emphysema.
I'm going to get something from it because it's like, it's fine particles.
I tell you what was interesting today. Not that.
Oh.
Sorry, I forgot I'm not doing the radio show. You're not, Will. That was interesting. There was a story in the papers yesterday about the Killshaws.
Yeah.
I was speaking about the Killshaws recently.
Right.
There's a three-part documentary coming out on Prime about the Killshaws. 20 years ago, they paid to adopt some babies from America.
Mm.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
I do.
Go on.
Why weren't they allowed?
Oh, because they bought babies from America. That's
what. All right. Oh, what's, you didn't say bought. You said adopt.
Yeah. Are they paid? All right. Killshaw's.
Was it? Oh, hang on. My mic's gone. Was it America or was it China?
Literally just read the story this morning, and I remember it from when.
I know, but I've listened to that show, and not all the stories are accurate. That's true.
Here we go. Oh God, look, she's old now.
Well, it's quite a long time after.
The Killshaws. Here we go. Let's say, look. Have some of this.
Right, well, just a short. Can we just try it? Just the way it is.
So they bought a baby, two babies. I always thought they were swingers.
I think all I can do is read out some thoughts that I jotted down earlier, and I mean, whatever the merits or otherwise of any appeal. The position is that we have.
And a lot of it was about this. They just kept giving press conferences.
They made it very public, didn't they?
An emergency thing was done where, like, a safety thing was put in. And they were in the middle of a press conference in a hotel. The babies were taken off.
In reality, to take into account the
situation. The money goes to a new life. It doesn't go on this old life.
So you're going to shit on Mike Charles? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not.
Anyway, there's a documentary about it, which I might...
You might have.
I might well indulge. Twin Soldiers Babies. Countdown. Oh, it's one of these weird news... What are these news bot things? They... Killshaws in 2010...
Oh, they don't use a real voice.
...where they adopted babies for $8,000. Yeah. What is that?
I suppose it's handy if you're putting out news that is either skewed to a certain controversial agenda and you don't want your identity showing, or if you can't read out loud very well.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I was doing that. Okay,
I like those babies.
Oh, I don't want babies talking about sperm. I don't want babies talking about sperm. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, it's cold in here.
What is going on? I know it's cold. You got the heated blanket on and now it's warm enough, we're going to turn it off.
Oh.
There we go. Off. Sorry, Pats, it's off.
There's more.
Daniel says, I think people set up programs that don't say bless you, Lulu, she hasn't finished. I think people set up programs to automatically create the videos based on articles they input. Easy way to make videos and they generate clicks for money.
Private clicker, clicking for money.
Click any button you want.
By the way, that bot, the sex bot, I can't believe you've forgotten her name after Samantha, we spoke to her. Did she mean nothing to you?
Samantha. We did speak to her, didn't we?
Yeah. She's got a family mode. So you can have her on the sofa with the kids around.
And she's not, you know, sticking her ass up in the air.
And a mucky mode.
Mucky mode.
She told jokes, didn't she?
Did she? Yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Crap jokes, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think she was there for her comedy purposes, really, was she?
I did tell Will about that you could pull her out and put it in the dishwasher. Yeah. Dishwasher friendly.
You don't want it on the draining board, though, when you've got company.
Yeah. No. You can use it to put your toothbrushes in.
Teaspoons.
Teaspoons. Welcome to the show this morning. I don't really know what we're going to do this morning. We're just going to chill out. We'll just have a nice little thing. Don't forget, if you're a 15-pounder, tomorrow, it's Friday today, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, we'll see you there. This is great, right, because it's the first weekend in ages. I haven't got anything, apart from the Zoom meeting. Haven't got anything. I haven't got the kids. I might do a little Call of Duty Sunday evening. Might do a little bit of that. I left my Xbox on. My PlayStation on. Yesterday, overnight.
Oh.
It was updating. Haven't got anything. Haven't got anything. Do a meeting. Do a physical meeting. Might do an OA meeting online. It's working. Having put my head in that one Overeaters Anonymous meeting, it has an impact. I was going to get double McDonald's on the way home today, and I went, I'm a compulsive overeater. And I didn't. And I didn't. I need petrol, but I didn't stop at the petrol station because I knew I'd buy a load of shit.
It's because you now know it's real.
Yeah. So I came home. I made a cheese and mayo sandwich. That was it. And my thing I do is a cheese sandwich and three slices of toast. And I went, whoa. Why don't I just do the cheese sandwich?
And see.
And then see if I'm hungry afterwards. And I wasn't. So it has not cured me, but it has certainly been... One meeting has certainly been very, very helpful. So that is something I'm going to explore a little bit more. Poor old
Pat, so I'm going to move because I need to go and blow my conch.
No. All right, let's see if I can hold.
See if you can hold her up on the other. That's sort of hammocking, isn't it, at the moment? Ready? You got it?
Go.
I'll be quick as a flash.
She's there.
But I just know my nose is starting to go.
I don't know if I can show you this, guys. Can I show them? Are you going to jump? Are you going to jump? Hi, Baba. Hello, sweetheart. Hello, Your Majesty. We're all good.
Thank you. Sorry about that, everyone. I just think sometimes it's the change in temperature.
Oh, now she jumps off. I went to so much
trouble.
I've put the... put the tumble dryer on because I've got sheets in it. They're not going to drip dry. I've had towels out drip drying for about a week. They're still damp.
Maybe just save them all up and do one tumble a week.
I'll put the tumble on for 30 minutes, take the edge off, and then I'll hang them up. What's that face for?
Just tumble them, for God's sake.
No, don't claw on that. Don't let her claw on that.
I'm not clawing.
She broke the last one. She can't. She can sit on it. She can't claw on it.
You can make cookies, but you can't claw.
No, she can't make cookies. That's clawing. She cannot. She has to sit because they broke the last heated blanket. Why are we out of focus? I mean, that'll do. Beautiful papats. Thank you for the AA advice. You're very, very welcome. Watch The Good Nurse, a film about a real-life nurse who kills patients. Bloody hell. I'm pretty much done with real-life murders.
Yeah, I'm not fond anymore.
Pretty much done. Daniel says that the power that simply validating concerns and feelings can do is crazy. It really, really is. Catherine looks like she's from the future, says Jimbo. You do, actually. You look like that girl in that Starman video.
I just need a small man next to me fuming. Poor Andrew Stone.
So we'll see what we do today. Let me just say where my head is at, right? Say, last month was the first month I put a few hundred pounds away. It was magic. After over 2 years of that, and I'm so lucky I've got savings, right? Mm-hmm. Not huge, but over the last 2 years, right? It was unsustainable. I had a little bit of breathing space, but it was unsustainable. So for last month, paid the mortgage, which hasn't gone up yet, paid, you know, my personal responsibilities, paid the council tax, paid blah, 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 blah. I still had a few hundred pounds, or put a little bit into Japan, topped up Japan. I still had a few hundred pounds, and it went up. The savings account went up. First time since June 2020. It was, what a feeling.
Yeah.
I'm tiny man.
Uh-huh.
What a feeling.
Is there a but?
No, there is no but. It's just that's where it's at, you know. And so my head gets carried away, and I'm you know, I really want to get an extension built on the house, which I can't afford at all. And I spoke to my mortgage adviser saying, could I get secured There's personal loan and there's a secured loan. Secured loan is on the property.
Yeah.
I said, do you reckon I could get this amount of money out of the mortgage? He said, yeah, it's possible. Send me your earnings for the last 2 years. I went, ah.
I'll speak to you in a year.
I sent him the earnings and I've not heard back from him. I said, I suspect this puts the kibosh on this ever slightly, but here, have a look. And it was a stark reminder of how little I have earned. So I don't think the extension is going to happen. I don't really want to get in a big debt anyway. But I'm thinking, if I save, you know, if this carries on for a year, 2 years, who knows? But it's all dependent on at the moment, it's dependent on three things. Does the radio continue? Because stuff is happening at the radio station, which you'll find out soon. I'm certainly safe there for the rest of the contract. So does that continue beyond a year? The counselling at the moment, I've got 8 clients. But we'll add a little panic today when people are talking about Twitter closing. I've been looking forward to Twitter closing. I thought, oh, shit, counselling. Oh, shit, I'm a small independent business. So would the clients stay on? And the Patreon, you know, and the Patreon's going down, which is cool. But it's all very much in a state of flux. It's out of my hands. It, you know, some part of me would really like a job where I knew exactly how much I was getting each month.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Isn't it? Because you're in a stickier wicket than
I am. So the thing...
Reveal as much as you want. Reveal stuff you don't want to. I know you're someone who should feel obliged.
The thing that was paying the most of my bills has finished.
Yeah.
And so for the last month or so, I've been sort of trying to work out ways of saving money and also what I'm going to do long term, because I feel like the last couple of years have been just a survival exercise for a lot of people, and now there's no excuse, is there? Now I've got to put my feet back under myself again, and rather than just treading water, so I've applied for a proper job, and the application is in, and they all close at the end of the month, and it may be a life changer in terms of what I can and can't do in the future.
She's applied for a job where they use her as a model for sex bots.
Oh, my God, it would be very niche.
MILFbot. How are you feeling? Again, you know, reveal as much as you want. I know sometimes you come away feeling you've revealed more than you wanted, so let's tread carefully. How are you feeling about the prospect of having a, in inverted commas, real job?
I would love it.
Really?
I would love it. But it's the hope that kills you, right? So I don't want to give in too much to the fantasy of having this job, but I can see myself doing it.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.